Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Manchester versus Vandercook Lake, game number one of our doubleheader. And Matt, let's break down the starters for Manchester.
All right, Manchester starts River Spittler. He's a senior. Braden Kazet, who's also is a junior, 6'5 junior. Number three is Tremley, a 6-foot senior. Tyler Hockley, who we mentioned in the opener, 6'2 junior, leading scorer in the Cascade Conference. And a 6'5 Aiden Kelly, a freshman. Big lineup.
Big lineup indeed, yeah. They also have another big guy off the bench, Devin Kelly, that senior, 6'8". And he's a man-child out there. We saw him in warm-ups. He could knock down the jumper from long distance and really a talented player. But how about the starters for Vandercook Lake?
Vandercook starts Torrey Higgs, a senior. Darius Dukes, all-conference honorable mention performer in the Cascades, a senior. Andy Frome, junior. Jeff Adams, junior. And freshman Verlandez Williams. We've got two freshmen in this game matched up against each other.
Yeah, that'll be a fantastic matchup between the two of them. Verlandez Williams, super talented young freshman there. He had 11 in their district opener win against Napoleon. And we're just about set to get the tip underway here. Starters being introduced. Neither of these teams average a ton of points going into this game, Matt, so it might be another race to 50 like we saw.
First one to 50.
On Monday.
That's a Coach Smoyer and Napoleon. That's what he always says. Some of his first one to 50.
First one to 50 wins. Our officials are removing the jackets, getting ready to get this thing underway here. Just a tick before 5:30, so we are a little bit ahead of schedule, which is always good. We've got a doubleheader going. Officials in place, both teams on the floor and lined up. Braden Kazat will jump against Darius Duke for the Jays. We're underway here. Tip is controlled by Manchester. River Spittler directing traffic. He'll dribble over to the wing, over to the corner for Aiden Kelly. Threw a screen at the top for Horky. He's guarded there by Jeff Adams. Horky with a drive and dish. And Kazat's going to get a whistle here. That's going to go on Verlandez Williams.
That was all hockey right there. I mean, he's drawn. I mean, you can see right away. As soon as he touched the ball, and, you know, he really used that. He drove the hard ball hard to the basket, drew the defense, and found the open man. Two free throws.
Braden Kazat at the line. He'll knock down the first. 1-0 early on here in our tilts. Manchester leads at 7:42 to play. Kazat's second attempt is down. 2-0. Vandercook quickly up the floor. Verlandez Williams gives it to Torrey Higgs. He'll control the point. Picks up his dribble over to the corner. That's Jeff Adams. Adams down low for Williams. Back out to Adams. He'll drive baseline. Gets caught in a trap. Andrew Frome with a dribble drive. Scoop. Layup missed. Rebounded by Manchester. They'll go the other way. Horky. Looks no-look pass into the corner. That's Tommy Tremblay. Horky will drive. Little jumper blocked by Adams, Jeff right Adams. Down. Spin move by Higgs, layup, and we'll get a contact and a foul.
Do the assignment to guard Tyler Hockey.
Yeah, so far so good. He stayed home on that dribble drive.
Blocked that shot.
Was able to block the 12-footer. Torrey Higgs knocks down the first from the line. Couple of dribbles for Torrey Higgs. He will fire it up and miss. Off right rim, we're going to get a tie up and a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Vandercook. Baseline inbound for Higgs. He'll get it out to Frome on the wing, out to Dukes for three, and he got it.
Nice stroke.
4-2, 6:45 to play, and we're going to get a whistle. Looks like it'll be a blocking foul on Torrey Higgs.
That caught him a little bit out of position. I know Vandercook doesn't like the call, but a little bit out of position. Good call by the official.
So Manchester inbounds, sideline inbounds, still haven't gotten across half court yet. Looking to trap here, Dukes and Frome. And they've got Spittler trapped. He'll kick it out way out for Tremblay over to Horky in the corner. Three ball off front rim. Rebounded by Darius Dukes. 6:27 to go here. 4-2 our score. Vandercook lead.
Might not get that many. That was a look he had right there. And
Gordon.
He's almost too open.
Mislaid by Adams. Horky starts to break. Push off and.
I don't know if they're going to call travel or they're going to call hockey for a push-off.
Yeah, he had both. The Dutch, 6 minutes to go here, 4-2 our score. Higgs gives the Dukes back to Higgs on a give and go, layup and in. Three Higgs, three. Vandercook's four. Comes Horky quick, no look pass. To Tremblay, blocked by the freshman. It's stolen away. Horky goes for the layup. Knocked away by Torrey Higgs. Vandercook wanted possession their way, but the official says off.
Say Vandercook's athleticism really. I know it's early, but.
Baseline drive by Horky, no good. Rebound by Frome. Adams continues to be strong defending Horky. Pass down low to Adams, and he'll get the layup and down. 8-2, 5:25 to play. Another trap, full court. Spittler will dribble out, and we're going to get a foul. That whistle's going to that's going to be his first, team's third. He'll get a quick substitution on the floor now for Vandercook. Decent starter.
Covering. I mean, they're not the best. They're just moving. Really recovering fast. Nothing easy for us right now.
Easton Stoddard like glue on Tyler Horky, newly into the game. There's a drive by Spittler, and he's going to run into Dukes. Pass off for Kazad, and he'll lay it up and in. 8-4, Vandercook leads. The high side, 4:50 to go now. Stoddard will throw back to the top of the throne. That's Williams still back out. Jumper by Stoddard misses everything. Rebound by Tremblay. Horky driving. Torrey Higgs. Three, got it. Tyler Horky pulls him within one. It's 8-7.
He's not shy.
No, he's not.
He is not shy. Got the separation on it, for sure.
There's Dukes, dribble drive, spin move, penetration, off glass, gets his own rebound, knocked away. It's from. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, Vandercook. Manchester, Vandercook.
Great action.
Yeah, action. 1 point game so far. 8-7 our lead. Vandercook, 4:05 to play.
A couple of minor runs. Games.
Dukes knocked away again. Aiden Kelly with the deflection there, and that'll send Verlandez Williams to the bench. Gavin Coop now. Baseline inbound out to Gavin Cooper at the high point. He'll get it out for Dukes in the corner. Or Higgs, rather. Knocked away, but Higgs will hang on to it. Slow down and reset the offense. Man-to-man defense for the Dutch right now. Frome in the corner. Drive and dish out to Cooper, and he took an extra step.
Good call.
And now we'll see the big man, Devin Kelly, checking in for the Dutch, 6'8". Looks like he just woke up after missing a college lecture or something. He's a big boy.
No kidding. How many Class C schools bring a 6'8 kid off the bench? Not very many.
Yeah, not many. It's a good asset to have. He'll drive and kick out for Tremblay. Nearly out of bounds. Horky had a look in the corner. He'll drive baseline. Kick it out to Kelly. Back out to Horky for three. Off rim, rebounded by Dukes. 3:05 to go here. 8-7 our score. Torrey Higgs going to set up the offense now. Guarded by Horky. He'll get a screen from Dukes. Driving dish to Frome. Frome with a dribble drive, a layup.
And he's had a couple good looks. They just can't put anything in the hole right now.
Yeah, a little too strong there. Manchester the other way gets a good look for Kazat down low. And he'll knock it down, and it's 9-8 Manchester. 2:35 to play.
Had an 8-0 run for Manchester. For Vandercook, and then a 7-0 run to answer.
Here's a break on a steal. That's Horky. Nice little layup and down. Basket, it will count. And he'll get a trip to the line for a three-point play. And that foul on Torrey Higgs, his second.
I kind of agree with Coach Bradley. I'm not sure what I saw. I didn't see a foul. I just thought of it.
Yeah, I didn't really see much contact at all.
I thought it was a layup and didn't see any contact. So.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one, Matt. So far, well-played game. Manchester on a big-time run here, 11-1. And that basket good. Three-point play by Tyler Horky. Here's Dukes with a drive stolen. Horky's out in front of everybody. He's got numbers. And blocked from behind. That is Easton Stoddard getting him from behind. And we'll get a timeout from the Vandercook bench. They're going to take 30 seconds, so will we. We'll be back on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow. 2:07 to go here in the first quarter in our first game on the doubleheader here on The Power Cow. The Dutch lead Vandercook Lake 12-8 after being down 7-1 to start the game. And it'll be Manchester ball. Baseline inbound directly under the basket. Horky to inbound. He's guarded by Jeff Adams on the floor, and he'll get it out quick for Tremblay. Corner. Adams guarding him tight. He'll get it back out to Tremblay, and Adams has done a great job keeping Horky in check. Horky will dish and shot up by River Spittler, and we're going to get a foul on Andrew Frome. Two shots for Spittler.
Well, Horky's doing a nice job. They're pinching. They're in the gaps on him right now when he's looking for dribble penetration, and he's really doing a nice job finding an open guy. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely. If they're going to take you away,
you
got to
let the game. You got to let the game come to you sometimes. And he's had his opportunities in this game.
Exactly. Great job so far by Tyler Horky. Spittler hits the first, 13-8 with a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. He'll knock down the second, nice and easy from the line. 14-8 now our score. A couple of substitutions for the Jayhawks. Nick Wilson into the game. He'll kick it out for Dukes. Got away with a travel there, but no call. Wilson will reset things. Wilson, Adams, Dukes on the floor along with CJ Adams. Wilson with a shot off front rim, rebounded by Devin Kelly. He'll get it out. That's River Spittler driving through a double team. And gets it down low. That's Brandon Kazat. Turnaround jumper off.
That's good, solid defense right there.
Solid defense. And here comes the Jayhawks. Nick Wilson misses. And the Dutch are out running. Spittler tried to thread the needle, couldn't get it. And we're going to get a kick ball on Darius Dukes. Dukes, Nick Wilson, CJ Adams out on the floor along with Gavin Cooper and Jeff Adams for Vandercook Lake. Tyler Horky, Tommy Tremblay. There's a big, nice little lob for Devin Kelly, and he knocks it down. They're joined on the floor by River Spittler.
Man, oh man, what a luxury to bring him off the bench. Boy, mackerel.
Yeah.
He's indeed impressive. That was an impressive shot right there. They ran that little lob to him.
Here's Dukes for a triple try and off rim, and we'll get another whistle. 16-8 our score, 42.6 to play. Game number one of our doubleheader on the Power Count. First half sponsor, Aspen 1 Hour. Thank you to them for being on the broadcast. We'll keep you posted on out-of-town scoreboard as soon as some of the other area games get going here. Vander Cook to inbound. He'll go to the safety valve, Darius Dukes, and back to Nick Wilson. 35 to play now in the first. He'll drive to his left. And out for Jeff Adams, who got away with the travel there, left his feet on the pump fake. CJ Adams now. Nick Wilson. Looks like they're going to hold for one here. Adams will take the three and prove me wrong. Off heel, rebound. And down, that's Gavin Cooper. 10 seconds to go here. 16-10 our score now. Manchester leads. Nice little crossover head. We'll see if they put any time back on the clock after that, but likely not.
I don't know what they're going to do here.
There was likely about 2/10 left, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty well played first quarter there for both teams. A lot of action in that one. A couple of runs, and
yeah,
we're off.
A couple runs. Back and forth. 8-0 run by Vander Cook. And Vander Cook right now is, you know, they need to score off their defense. I mean, that's, you can tell. They're struggling right now in their half court against Manchester. Manchester's got great size. And if Manchester keeps Vandercook out of transition, this could be a tough night.
Yeah, and the same could be said for Vandercook on the defensive end, too. When Manchester's out running, they'll be tough to stop. But when they get into that half court offense, Jeff Adams has time to set up on Tyler Horkey.
Exactly.
They should shut him straight down.
I think Vandercook right now a little bit. I think they're crashing the boards hard on the offensive end. And what's happened is Manchester's got out.
So 16-10 our score here. Second quarter getting set to begin for Aspen 1 Hour, our first half sponsor. We'll get Dukes on the floor along with Nick Wilson, CJ Adams, Berlandez Williams, and Jeff Adams. Tremblay, Spittler, Kazat Horkey, and Devin Kelly for the Dutch. Got away with a walk there. No call. Here's Horkey with a drive. Elbow, no good.
Oh, boy. Kelly, he got away with one right there.
Yeah, he did. Little kick to the corner, and CJ Adams is going to go to the line. He'll shoot two. 7:32 left to go here. That foul on Tommy Tremblay, his first, team's third. CJ Adams, the junior, will get a chance to pull this game within four. Manchester hanging on to a 6-point lead right now, 16-10, 7:32 here in the second quarter. He'll hit the first. Tremblay will take a seat. Aiden Kelly will come back in, the 6'5" freshman. They have him listed at 6'5". Devin Kelly's listed at 6'8", and Devin Kelly towers over. So one of those two is wrong.
One was barefooted, and the other one had something on, shoes on, the heels, the lifts or something.
CJ Adams hits the back end of the free throws, and it's 16-12 with 7:20 to go here. Kazat will drive and a scoop. And we're going to get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul on Tyler Horkey, his first, team's fourth.
I tell you, man, I can sit here. I was watching Coach Bradley, man.
That
guy gets into it. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, he's adamant, intense. But he's also taking teaching opportunities every chance he gets.
I love it.
Corner baseline drive by Dukes, and he stepped on the line. 16-12 our score, 6:57 to play. Borky will bring things up. He'll be guarded by Jeff Adams. Look, gets a screen. Nearly took it out of bounds there. That's corner for Horky for two. Long double, and he got it. Oh, that is a three. They're going to give him 3 points on that one. 19-12 now.
That was a tough shot. I think he does a nice job of getting just quick separation. He gets that shot off quick, and three.
And Verlandez Williams took a step before he started his dribble. They're going to call that every single time. 19-12 our score. 6.5 to go now in the second quarter. First half for Aspen, 1 hour. Coach Bradley still wanting a two-point bucket out of that three-pointer by Horky the last trip down. Horky patient, drives to the free throw line, has Adams.
That was not a very good shot.
No. And we'll get a jump ball. Jayhawk ball. Shot selection. Not really a problem for Horky, but that one just seemed like it was ill-advised.
It was. It was. I mean, you get 25 a night. It's a volume of shots. Sometimes you're gonna have to put it up a fair amount. And when he's open, I mean, he's got great separation. He's hit two threes where it's like kind of like I thought he was defended well, and just a little step back, and he's got enough to get it off and hit them both.
Tyler Horky whistled for a foul here, blocking on a drive by Torrey Higgs. 15 fouls, second on Horky. It's just under 6 minutes to go here in the half. Dukes posted up. Little turn, spin, little baby hook there. And battle for the rebound goes out of bounds. Manchester will hang on to possession. Manchester slowly up with 5:45 to go now in our first half for Aspen 1 hour. Nice feed there to Braden Kazad, and he'll knock down the 12-footer. 21-12 now our score. Torrey Higgs quickly back up the floor. He'll kick it over to Dukes into the corner.
Vandy's got to be close to the timeout here.
Verlandez Williams misses down low on the post up. Horky on the corner. He'll baseline drive off glass and left it short. Last touch by Devin Kelly. Tommy Tremblay back into the game. Aiden Kelly will take a seat. Five minutes to go here in the first half for Aspen 1 hour. Nice pass down low. Verlandez Williams too strong again. Dukes down low, and he'll get this one. That'll snap a big-time scoring run there, and it's now 21-14.
That was a much-needed basket right there.
Yeah. Devin Kelly down low. Nobody's stopping that. Easy bunny there for Devin Kelly, and it's 23-14. Higgs goes quickly up the floor, corner to Adams, back out, and they'll reset the offense with Darius Dukes. C.J. Wilson tried to hit a cutting Jeff Adams, and he lost control for a moment. That's Verlandez Williams to the corner for Torrey Higgs. Nice little crossover step back jumper off the heel, scramble for the ball and retained. Good job there. Torrey Higgs with a little head fake. He'll kick it out for Dukes, and he's going to go up and down to count it.
Put a little grit on that right there too.
Yeah.
A couple 50-50 balls they got. A couple offensive rebounds. That's good possession right there. Good way to get back in the game.
Darius Dukes will hit it, and he'll get the extra chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. 23-16 our score now. 4-10 to go here in the first half for Aspen 1 hour. Out-of-town scoreboard for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing as soon as those scores start to come in. Dukes misses the free throw, rebounded by Devin Kelly. And
I got a couple sources out to reading tonight to get a Hanover Horton update.
And are we going to get an over the back? No, we're going to get a foul on Darius Dukes. Looked like it was going to be a backcourt violation there for a second. They had Devin Kelly trapped right there.
He got busted in the nose, too.
He'll try and cross him over. He's on the wing. Little step back triple. Left to short. Rebounded by Dukes. 3:40 to go now. 23-16, and here come the Jayhawks. Quickly back up the floor. Dukes is going to drive. Little body contact and down. 23-18 now.
Dukes is starting to assert himself in this game.
Yeah, he's starting to throw that weight around a little bit. Tremblay tried to pass it off.
Again.
Stolen by Dukes. Nice crossover. He's going to go up and he's going to get a whistle on the layup attempt. We'll get two shots here. Jayhawks trailing by five now. They'll go into the bonus for the next 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Devin Kelly picks up his first, team seventh, so 1-1 situation. Two shots here for Dukes, though. Bullets within three. And he misses off left iron. Dukes will get set for his second attempt here. 23-18 our score, 3:17 to play. And that one also off left iron, but rebounded by Easton Stoddard. He's got a wide open look for Fromm, and he missed it long. Rebounded Easton Stoddard. Triple try for Williams, and he missed everything.
Three shots at it.
That was Verlandez Williams, the freshman. Devin Kelly at the high point. He'll get it out to Horky, guarded there by Stoddard. And big time block, and that's still in play. And Dukes with a big time block. Stoddard tried to save it, couldn't do it. Manchester will inbound from the baseline. Throw it in. Dragged the foot, and that's going to be a travel. Devin Kelly dragged that pivot foot just a little bit.
Just sitting there looking at Manchester. There's you.
Yeah.
Look at Lake. Great piece. It's hard to realize the 500 team. I mean, they look like it could be.
A triple by Fromm. He missed everything, but Dukes is there. A little tip drill action, and it's 23-20 with 2:20 to play in the half for Aspen 1 hour. Horky gets the screen. Kelly doesn't use it. He's at the high point. He'll get it over to the wing and to the free throw line for Kelly. Little jumper and gonna miss off the heel.
Got the rim for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Looked like McQuaid shot the other night against Michigan.
And that'll be a foul on Dukes, his second. Team seventh, 23-20 our score. Devin Kelly going to shoot two here for the Dutch. Stay tuned for halftime. We'll try to get you some scores from AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Off the heel for Devin Kelly there. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. 2:07 to play here in our first half for Aspen 1 hour. Also, big thank you to Kelly Express Mart, Vision Collision, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, and Lomar Machine and Tool on the broadcast for us. Kelly hits the second, 24-20. Dukes will get a breather. Gavin Cooper coming in for him. Big thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, our title sponsor for tonight's doubleheader. Torrey Higgs will dribble over to the wing, and he will drive. Gets Horky to leave his feet, shot it long, tip drill. That goes to Fromm, who can't knock it down, and we're going to get an over-the-back call.
I tell you, Vandy's, one of the things that's got him back in this game is offensive rebound. I know they got called right there for over and back, which is a good call, but
yeah,
they are getting second and third opportunities. And really, it's coming down to athleticism. I mean, you look at Manchester's size, you think, how are they doing that? Well, long shot, long rebound, and Vandercook's beating him to the ball.
Front end of the 1-1 is missed, rebounded by Vandercook. Torrey Higgs, and he lost it. Cooper goes up strong and knocks it down. Vandercook wanted the call. They won't get it. It's 26-20, minute 35 to go in the half for Aspen, 1 hour. Higgs nearly lost it there. Higgs will drive on Horky. Little jump hook, no good. Rebound battle. Devin Kelly finally comes down with it. Jump the passing route, and that's stolen away by Easton Stoddard. And we're going to get a backcourt violation. Vandercook saying they never established possession.
I think he's calling the possession that the catch over there, the guy saved it, and it was on that side.
Yeah,
The argument wasn't long, so I'm guessing the call was right.
Yeah, pretty much. Easy drive for Horky. He'll take one from 15 and knock it down. 28-20 with a minute to go in the first half. Game number one of our district semifinal doubleheader. Vandercook with possession, 49 to go here in the half. Easton Stoddard will kick it out to Torrey Higgs, and he'll reset the offense. Andrew Fromm with a long triple, left it long, rebounded by Kazat, got away with a travel. Horky's going to knock down the scoop, and we'll get a timeout. Vandercook's going to take a timeout. Full timeout. We'll take a minute ourselves. We'll go to break here on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow. 30-20 our score. Manchester leads. 29.1 to go here in the first half for Aspen. 1 hour. Clock underway with Torrey Higgs bringing the ball up for the Jayhawks. Down by 10. Largest lead of the night for either team. Higgs with a nice feed down to the low block, and Higgs left it short.
I'll tell you.
And the outlet pass stolen by the Jayhawks. Easton Stoddard. 10 seconds to go now. Higgs will slow it down, set it up. One last shot here with 5 seconds to go. Higgs for three. Left it short, rebounded by Manchester's Devin Kelly, and that'll do it on the half, 30-20. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll come back, break down some stats, and the first half gets set for our second half action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain on 95.9, The Power Cow.
Right now in the first half, Gorky's got 13, but Kazit's got 8, and Kelly's got 7, so they got balance.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's a result of Gorky drawing attention.
Yeah, and he's going to draw that attention. He had a couple of really nice passes on some drive and dish moves and has really facilitated the offense very well, and on top of being able to find his own shot.
Yeah. You know, Vandercook, on the other hand, you know, they got Dukes with 11, and he's got 11 of their 20. He really kind of kept them in the game in the second quarter. But they got to find some scoring.
Yeah.
You know, they've done, you know, the effort's there. They're getting second shot opportunities. But they just can't put the ball in the hole.
Yeah, they got some good looks.
Yeah. They had good looks. They just can't put the ball in the hole right now. And I think that's what they got to do. They got to come out. They got to lock down on D, which they showed that they're very capable of doing that. But when they get out in position, or they get in their half court, they got to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and Jeff Adams Jeff Adams did a fantastic job guarding Tyler Horky. When he was on him, he pretty much just locked down Horky, but then they would switch off, or he would find himself out of position, and Horky would just go crazy. So it's really going to be a quest for Jeff Adams and also Easton Stoddard, who got into the game and kind of locked him down a little bit too, to make sure they stick to him like glue and really hold him in check in this second half.
You know, you asked me before the game, what would you do with a guy like Horky? And I'll tell you, what Manchester's done is they've done a lot of screens, and when you do that, you're switching.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, other guys are in up on Horky. So, you know, really, it's always so much the mindset of, I'm going to put this guy on this guy that's locking down. It's really a team concept, mindset where you're in the gap and you're really trying to take away some of his tendencies, some of the things he likes to do. But that being said, you can see why he averages 25 a game.
Yeah. And now, with your coaching experience, too, do you maybe put Easton Stoddard and Jeff Adams in the game at the same time, maybe sacrifice a little bit of scoring, which you're not getting anyway from those role players. And it's a tough thing to coach, especially at this level, but make sure that those two are always in position where if you have to switch, those two switch with each other.
I can remember one time we played Napoleon in the districts and they had two outstanding players. And I put what I thought was my two best defenders and they were versatile defenders, mm-hmm. meaning they could guard the 3-4-5 spot. They could guard the 1-2 spot. So when they can, in that time, they ran a lot of high screen rolls and we switched.
Yeah.
And because either one of them could guard either one of them.
Sure.
I think that's, that's an option. It really is. But yeah. I think that, the other thing you got to be careful of is trusting your defense, because when you leave your guy to get to Vorky's finding open guys.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to stay home, and sometimes it's hard to stay home. But sometimes you got to have that great on ball defense. And, mm-hmm. and if you're getting deep, he's getting deep to the defense.
Yeah.
He's drawing it. That's going to leave up. It's going to leave opportunities for other guys. So.
Definitely. If you're going to switch, you got to do it quick. We'll take a quick break here in just a moment, get set for our second half, sponsored by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, with some AirTech Machine and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard scores in this second half. We'll take a three-minute break and be right back on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow, second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We're underway with Manchester opening possession here. Tyler Horkey will kick it out for Devin Kelly, starters on the floor for the Jayhawks. And we'll get a tip out of bounds, and possession goes to the Jayhawks.
So Kelly starts the second half for Manchester. I wonder if it was a disciplinary thing, him not starting.
Very well could have been. 7:30 to go here. Jayhawks trail by 10. And we'll get a knock away, and possession. Last touch by Vandercook, so possession's going the other way.
A little bit of defense there, but kind of an unforced error.
A little bit, yeah. Long inbound stolen by Torrey Higgs. He's going to drive hard to the bucket and count it. Higgs is going to go to the line.
This is how Vandercook's going to get back in the game right here. They got to force turnovers, and they got to turn turnovers into points. That's what you saw right there.
Absolutely. That foul on Tommy Tremblay, his second, team's first. Aiden Kelly quickly swaps in. Higgs will look to complete the three-point play here, make this a seven-point game. And that one's down. 31-22. Actually, that's not the correct score. It should be 30-23.
Oh, got away with the travel.
And
there it is.
Battle for the ball in the backcourt. They'll get it up quickly, and Horkey will go to the corner, guarded by Verlandez Williams. Driving dish.
Vandercook.
Long triple by Kelly, and he left it off the heel. 7 minutes to go. That's Jeff Adams, the easy jumper, and he missed it. Rebounded by Kelly.
Had a great look right there.
Nice wide open look for him, too. Kelly out high, resets the offense. Spiller will drive on Higgs, and a blocking foul on the floor. That's going to go on Torrey Higgs.
Well, I'll tell you, Adams is working. He is working his tail off right now on Horkey.
That's been a fun battle to watch. It's been a fun battle to watch.
You almost find yourself just kind of looking off to the...
Horkey gets the inbound, quickly drives, and we'll get a hand check. That one goes on Jeff Adams.
Call
his first.
On Adams on Horkey, the matchup we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's only his first, so...
Horkey drives from the wing. Nice, easy dish to Kelly. He's going to go up. Reverse layup and down. 32-23, 6:15 to go. Jayhawks quickly up the floor, and Williams bailed out of an easy look at a layup. They'll get it to the corner for Frome. He will go down low and blocked from behind by Horky, and he's going to get whistled for a foul. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Wester now to a very quick lead, 17-3 with 2:06 to go in the first quarter. 32-23, our score here. And
Manchester timeout, I think.
We're going to take a
full time.
We'll take a full timeout. So we'll take a one-minute break and be right back on 95.9 The Power Cow. 6:05 to go here in the third quarter. Verlandez Williams is headed to the line to shoot a pair after the foul by Tyler Horky. First is down. It's now an 8-point Dutch lead.
A smooth stroke.
Big freshman, Verlandez Williams. He'll knock down the second, 32-25. And an errant pass sails out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Vandercook ball. Another unforced error by the Dutch.
This is a big possession for Vandercook Lady. They got an opportunity right now to cut this lead to 4 or 5. And this is 2 minutes into this quarter right here. Race is about half of that deficit.
That is Nick Wilson kicks it out high for Verlandez Williams. Darius Dukes at the high point lost it for a moment. He'll recover and drive. Hand off and a big block. And
who'd they call that on?
Yeah, that's going to be two shots. And I didn't really see much of a foul, but that's going to go on Aiden Kelly. That'll be his first, team's third.
Hey, I don't know about that one.
I don't either.
And I thought we probably got as good a view as anybody. I thought that was pretty clean.
Yeah, it looked like a clean block.
I thought it was so clean. I thought they called it on somebody else.
Yeah, like an away from the ball or something.
Away from the ball.
Williams will miss the first.
You know what they say, the ball don't lie.
It's true. MHSAA.com if you're interested in making your calls on your own. Verlandez Williams, the freshman at the line, trying to cut this lead to 6, and he'll do it. 32-26, 5:45 to play in the third. Airtech Machining Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Western leads after 1 as Horky knocks down a little fade away from the baseline. 36-26, Western leads 29-6. Nick Wilson with a turnover. Horky going the other way.
Kind of got no man's land a little bit.
He's going to drive, throw it up, hoping for contact. Missed everything. Rebounded by Dukes. Dukes will bring it up himself. Spin move. Lost the ball. Trapped in the corner. Jeff Adams will get it, and he lost it. And we're going to get a dive and a got a timeout from the Vandercook bench. Great job there by James Bradley, the head coach. They're going to take a 30.
Saved a possession right there.
Yes, he did.
The game.
They're going to take 30 seconds. So will we on 95.9, the Power Cow. A little bit of a half-court press by the Jayhawks. Jumper by Horky, and he missed it, fading away. Rebounded by Stoddard. He'll kick it out. Wilson lost it, had to slow things down. And a double dribble. So an unforced error for the Jayhawks, 4:28 to go, 34-28 our score. Devin Kelly off the floor now. Horky guarded by Stoddard. He'll bring things up, blows by Stoddard quickly. He'll run into Dukes, pull up a jumper and miss it short. Here comes Nick Wilson up the floor. Nick will back out.
Okay. 1-2-2 is only one possession. We're right back to man-to-man.
Yep. Wilson resets the offense. Looking around. He'll get it to Stoddard on the wing. Down low for Verlandez or Dukes over to Williams. And Duke's blocked. Braden Kazat with a big-time block. Spittler will drive, kick out for Tremblay. He'll go out wide for Aiden Kelly. Out to Kazat. Nearly stolen by Dukes. Aiden Kelly with a drive. Little jumper baby hook, and that goes down. 36-28.
The other Kelly.
Another Kelly. Nick Wilson. Slowly sets up the offense. Dukes wing three, left it short. Rebounded by Kazat. Frome tried to
Numbers
steal.
The other way.
And oh, Dukes is going to get a reach. Reach and foul on Darius Dukes. That's going to be his third, team's third.
Gotta pay attention to that right there. 3 minutes left in this. He's got three.
Yeah. 36-28 our score. 2:58 to go in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Borky facilitating the offense. He's got Nick Wilson on him. Tremblay back over to the wing for Kazat. Back out for Spittler to Kelly. Kelly threw it away. Verlandez Williams with the steal there. Nick Wilson looking for space. He's going to drive.
Nice
and play. An easy layup. Great drive and finger roll there by Nick Wilson.
That was all Wilson right there. He forced that turnover at one end, ended up getting a layup at the other end. That was all him. His effort.
Wilson going to blow by Horky going to blow by Wilson. And we're going to get a blocking foul, I believe. Yeah, that's going to go on Verlandez Williams. That'll be his second, team's fourth. 36-30, our score, 2:12 to play. Torrey Higgs back in. A little miscommunication on who Torrey needed to guard there on the inbound. And they'll float it out for Tremblay. Corner triple for Horky. Left it short. Rebounded by Devin Kelly. Battling with Williams. He's going to go up for a shot. Devin Kelly going to go to the line for two.
He's a load in there.
He is a big kid. Listed at 6'8". And that's foul number three on Verlandez Williams. And you can't afford to lose him. He's one of the few guys you have with size. Kelly hit. He's the first.
He scored five of their second half points so far. So
37-30 our score now. 2:05 to go as Kelly hits the first. Williams will take a seat on the bench. Kelly hits the second. 38-30. Vandercook can't seem to cut into this 8-point lead. Torrey Higgs with the drive. Little finger roll up and in. 38-32, 1:55 to go. Horky guarded by C.J. Adams. He's going to just walk right on by him. Devin Kelly out high. He'll go to the wing for Horky, who will drive on C.J. Step back, nothing there. Aiden Kelly got away with a travel, drives. And this one is going to be rebounded by Horky. Lost it for a moment. It's back out to Tremblay, and they'll reset the offense with Horky. Little no-look pass caught Aiden Kelly off guard. Horky will get a screen. And he's wide open and a travel. Aiden Kelly tried to take off before. Barely had the ball in his hands there. He'll head to the bench. 38-32, minute 18 to go here in the third for Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
But Vandy wants to finish this strong right here.
Andrew Frome with it. He's going to dribble to the free throw line. He'll kick it out for CJ. And
almost an unforced error right there.
Yeah, Higgs nearly lost another one.
Possession.
Just under a minute now, 50 seconds to play. He'll get a screen from Dukes. Higgs with a jumper off the heel, rebounded by Horky, and he's off to the races. Two Jayhawks ran into each other. One bumped the other into Horky, and that'll send him to the line for a pair. Airtech Machining Manufacturing out of town scoreboard. Western now leads Charlotte. You ready for this one? 42-6 in the first quarter, or second quarter, rather. First half of that one.
Is that a football score, or is that a...
Charlotte 5-15 on the year.
Sounds like Charlotte might have missed a two-point conversion.
Yeah, I think so. They might have missed, forgot they had a game tonight or something. Storky hits the first.
I'm still waiting for updates on Hanover Horton Reading tonight. And I heard a...
Horky hits the second, and it's 40-32, 44 seconds to go.
Somebody asked what their chances were. The other quick answer was it depends if they're playing basketball or football.
Yeah, that's true.
It was football Reading. It's basketball. It's going to be tough.
Horky gets double teamed. 29 to go here after the miss by the Jayhawks. Kelly down low. Got away with another travel. Nice bounce pass to Kazat, and he missed it. Rebounded by Torrey Higgs. He's going to drive and blocked by Tremblay, but they're going to get a foul. Tremblay's going to get for the foul. Torrey Higgs will go to the line for two. 13.6 to go here. That's the third. They're actually going to call that on River Spittler.
Don't you feel like both teams are just... It's kind of a grinded second, third quarter here. I feel like either one of them could make a run, and neither one of them has. Vandy's not helping themselves in the free throw line.
No, they're not. Higgs misses off the heel, still 40-32. Jeff Adams will come into this one, 13.6 to go here in the third for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Shout out to Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, our title sponsor. Higgs hits the second, 40-33. And we'll get a timeout from Manchester. And 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves. We'll be back on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow back here. 40-33 our score. Manchester hanging on to that 7-point lead. 13.2 to go here in the third quarter. And Matt and I were going over some scores here. And in December when these two teams met up, Tyler Horky went off.
At 29 in the second half. At 47 points against Vanderbilt.
Oh. And we're going to get a midair collision and a 1-1 here. River Spittler going to head to the line for a 1-1.
He's going to have to... shaking up a little bit.
Yeah, he made some... C.J. Adams ran clean into his shoulder. Going to draw the foul on that one. That's the seventh team foul. So free throws the rest of the way for Manchester after that seventh team foul. Spittler with the 1-1 with 9.1 to go here. Stay tuned after the conclusion of this game for Lumen Christie and Grass Lake. Second half of our doubleheader. The front end of the 1-1 miss. Rebounded by Devin Kelly. Goes up strong, and he's blocked. Vandercook's got numbers. Triple try. Easton Stoddard left it short. Time expires. 40-33, our third quarter score. We'll take 60 seconds on the broadcast. Come back on 95.9, the Power Cow. 95.9, the Power Cow. 40-33, our score. Fourth quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Crunch time.
It is crunch time. Devin Kelly into the game, the Concordia commit. Tyler Horky, Aiden Kelly, Tremblay, and Kazat for the Dutch. There's a drive by Jeff Adams, missed, rebounded by Darius Dukes, and that's down.
He was shut out in that third quarter.
Yeah, he needs to get back into the flow of the offense.
Back into the game. That's what he did in the second quarter.
It's a 5-point game now, 40-35. Kazat out long. They switch up to a little bit of a zone here. Kelly got away with a walk, and he gets the bunny. 42-35 now our score. Nice little crossover by Higgs. He's going to go up long. Missed it short. Missed everything. Rebounded by Aiden Kelly. Horky guarded by Higgs. They'll switch off. Jeff Adams, Verlandez Williams on the double team there. Out to Devin Kelly. He'll kick it out for Tremblay over into the corner. That's Kazat with a baseline drive and then kicks back. Skip pass for Kelly. He'll drive into the middle. Tried to go up.
You can hear it.
Yep.
Hear the slap.
That one's going to be on the floor. He was in the act of passing, but that'll be a one and one either way for the Dutch.
Now, Kelly, who's actually committed to play at Concordia in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Only a 39.5% free throw shooter.
Yikes.
Season, so
he's going to have to work on that at the next level. He gets this one.
Talked him right into that, didn't we?
He didn't like being called out for his free throw percentage, apparently. 43-35, our score, second half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains others can't. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing, out of town scoreboard. Western leads continuing, 42-6 in the second. Misses the second one, rebounded by Verlandez Williams, and here come the Jayhawks. Kelly out to Andrew Fromm. He's going to get a good, clean look. And off the iron, rebounded, Devin Kelly. Quickly up the floor for Horky. He's trying to back down Higgs out on the wing, gets into the corner, and he's trapped. He'll go out long for Devin Kelly. Kelly will put it on the deck and try and drive on Williams. They're trying to get him fouled out. And we're going to get two shots for Devin Kelly. That one might go on Jeff Adams, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like Adams.
Yep, that will be Jeff Adams. Team's nine. Next foul means two shots the rest of the way. Devin Kelly knocks down the first. 44-35 our score now. 6:14 to go.
15 points in the game for Kelly.
Devin Kelly, the 6'8" senior.
Definitely a solid option in their half-court offense.
Absolutely. He'll miss the second one, though.
Kind of fell off that. He took a shot, and he kind of leaned back on that. Didn't have a good flow. The first one looked good. Stepped out.
Yeah. Gavin Cooper stepped on the line, and that's a turnover.
We got a great view right here.
Yeah, we do.
I saw that call coming.
You called it before the refs did, actually. Yeah, halftime score from Charlotte. Western leads 46-6. 16, rather, excuse me. Managed to put 10 more points up by halftime. Horky with a drive. He's going to throw up a floater. It's down. Darius Dukes nearly had it stolen. He's going to spin, kick out long for Jeff Kelly. He'll get down low for Gavin Cooper, and there's an ankle injury. Oh, that's Devin Kelly. That's not good. Devin looked like he might have rolled his ankle at the free throw line here. Trainers are going to come out to the floor, take a look at this. We're going to take 30 seconds, step away from the broadcast. We'll come back with the final 5:32 for Minuteman Sewer and Drain on 95.9 The Power Cow.
11.6, 9.6 rebounds. You know, he missed four games. How many games was he not 100%?
Right.
So I think we've seen, you know, three plus quarters, you know, the best he's what he can do here.
Yeah.
Where he's at rebound wise, but he's got 15 points in this game and he has made his mark. And that's a big loss right now.
That is going to be a big loss for him.
It's a big loss tonight, possibly, but it's an especially big loss if they get to the finals on Friday.
Definitely. Horky will push up the offense for the Dutch. Aiden Kelly in for Devin. A little crossover by Horky. Lost the dribble. Kicks it over to the corner and handed back to Horky. He'll baseline drive.
Not a
little spin move. Left it short. Rebounded Jeff Adams.
That's not a very good shot. I mean, as a coach, I mean, I know he's 25 a night, but, man, you got a 9-point lead. There's 5 minutes left.
Long outlet for Horky. Blocked from behind.
Ooh, big shot. Big bucket.
Braden Kazat knocks that one down. 48-37, 450.
That's quiet 10 points for him in this ballgame for Cap.
He's been very effective. posted up Duke.
Stepped out of bounds.
And he stepped out. Yep.
Good call. He's looking like, no way. It's like,
what did I do? I didn't do nothing.
He was standing out of bounds. Good call.
Nick Wilson will check into the game along with Easton Stoddard. 48-37 our score, 11-point lead for the Dutch, 4:36 to go. Long outlet pass tipped away by Aiden Kelly, and that'll go all the way out of bounds, opposite end of the floor. Vandercook will retain possession, though, for Minuteman Sewer and Drain on our second half sponsor. Title sponsor, big thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Trips Ceramic Pro. Nick Wilson setting up the offense. Wing triple for Fromm, and he missed another one. And we're going to get a whistle. That looks like that one's going to go on Tommy Tremblay. That's his fourth, team's fifth.
Manchester, the Tri Falls, are a couple away from getting Vandercook in the bonus here.
Here's Dukes with a baseline drive blocked by Kazat. Gets his own rebound back up, and Dukes is going to get whistled for the foul.
He had two good looks at those, both of those. Missed them both, and I think frustration set in right here. And that's two free throws at the other end.
Yeah, that's his fourth foul, too. So Dukes with four fouls. I believe Williams is on the bench with three or four fouls. And we're going to get free throws here. Braden Kazat to the line. 6'5 forward. He's a junior for this Dutch program.
Like I said, in my opinion, kind of the unsung guy in this team, this game.
Student section in a silence here for Manchester. Knocks down the first. 49-37 our score. 4:10 to go here. Fourth quarter action. Braden Kazat, very methodical at the line. Second shot is up and off. Right rim. Rebounded by Stoddard. Kicks it out to Nick Wilson. Over to Andrew Fromm. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Another long triple. No good. Rebounded by Aiden Kelly.
Now, Manchester needs Vandercook's going to have to come out and extend right here. And the thing about it is.
Nice drive by Horky, and it's down. Count it. And the foul. 51-37 now. Horky with a chance at a 3-point play.
Well, he's good with both hands. He's smooth right, left. That was a left-handed finish. Nice play.
Airtech Machine and Manufacturing out of town scoreboard. Hanover Horton at halftime leads 37-23. 49-16 halftime at Charlotte between the Panthers and Charlotte. Western Panthers lead that one. Three-point play is complete. 52-37, 3:45 to go. Hernandez Williams blocked by Kazat, but he's going to get whistled for the contact. And the freshman will head to the line. Just a second foul on Kazat.
Well, I'll tell you, another one looked pretty clean, man. It looked clean.
It looked real clean. And we've got a great view at this end of the floor.
But they've been, this crew's been pretty consistent.
Yes, they have. First one is down for Verlandez Williams, and it's 52-38. Time running short on a comeback for the Jayhawks. 3:41 to go here in our fourth quarter action for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain, Trips Auto Shop, and Trips Ceramic Pro. That one off iron. Rebounded by the Dutch, and here comes Tyler Horky. That one nearly stolen. Kazat got away with a walk there.
I'd get the ball to Horky. 80% free throw shooter. 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
14-point lead, and you're in the double bonus.
Here comes Horky, baseline drive. He goes right at Williams.
Absolutely awful shot. Jason, as a coach, that's a terrible shot. You're up 14 points, 3 points, 3 minutes left. You just make them come out and follow you. You're 80% free throw shooter.
Yeah, you should be in no hurry to take a shot. Shot selection has been a little bit of a problem for Horky.
He's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But that's not a smart shot right there.
Shot selection key. On the tie-up, on the rebound, Horky traveled. Turnover for the Dutch. Torrey Higgs blocked by Kazat, but he's going to get whistled for another foul.
Oh, there's a little chirping going on.
That is foul number three. 52-38 our score, 2:52 to go. Torrey Higgs at the line. The senior knocks down the first. Unkind night at the free throw line for the Jayhawks, but Higgs can cut it to 12 here. And he does. 52-40. Full court trap. Nearly got one. They had Spittler trapped. He lost control of the ball momentarily, but Torrey Higgs will get whistled for his fourth. That's two shots for River Spittler.
And Vandy's definitely going to try to extend this game as much as possible. Bach is certainly not your friend here.
Absolutely not. 2:50 to go here. Spittler misses the first. Double bonus for the Dutch, so he'll get one more try at it. 2:50 to go. 52-40 Manchester leads here in this first of two district semifinal games tonight. Spittler hits the second, and here comes Torrey Higgs. He's running all alone. Little finger roll up and in. 53-42, and here comes the full court pressure.
That's what you want to do. They want to get the ball out of Horky and foul anybody else.
Horky dribbled around everyone there. Another poor shot. Rebounded by the Jayhawks. Tipped away by the Dutch, so the Hawks will retain possession.
I'm not even going to say it this time.
It was an ugly, ugly up and under move.
You got an 11-point lead, man.
You should be in no hurry to take a shot.
You're playing to get to the next round. You're not playing to pad your stats.
That's Torrey Higgs with a nice little drive. Goes up strong and down. And we'll get a timeout from the Vandercook bench.
So they need Dukes to do right there. He's been quiet in the second half.
They'll take a full timeout, so will we. 1 minute break. We'll be back on 95.9 The Power Cow. District semifinal action here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Manchester leads the game. First game of this action, 53-44, 2:12 to go here in the fourth quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Little full court press action right here.
As you mentioned, Horky and Kazat are probably their strongest free throw shooters.
Yep. I'd foul him right there.
Right there.
They traveled. Oh, he got away with the travel.
So did Kelly right there. Horky has it knocked away. He's trying to foul him, can't get it. Kazat's going to go up and he's going to hit it, and we're going to get a foul. That whistle's going to go on Torrey Higgs. He's done for the night. That's his fifth.
That's Duke's. That's
55-44. Torrey Higgs will take a seat. His fifth foul. 1:53 to go now here. AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Marshall 80, Olivet 42. That's a final. Kazat knocks it down. 56-44. 1:52 to go. Here comes Higgs. He's running. He's got Frome with him in the corner. Higgs, long triple, and he got it.
Nice.
Big three. 56-47 now.
Higgs has been huge in the second half for Vandercook.
Aiden Kelly gets it out, stolen by C.J. Adams, and they're going to have to run it. Here comes Higgs. Nice pass to Williams.
Look.
Down low, and we're going to get a foul.
Great look right there.
Good feed down to Verlandez Williams. River Spittler going to get whistled.
Higgs has been outstanding in the second half for Vandercook.
Just a fantastic effort by Torrey Higgs in this one.
13 of 16 points in the second half, and that was a great no-look pass right there. Williams didn't finish, but he's at the free throw line. Chance to cut into this lead.
Lead is now 8, 56-48, 1:27 to go here. We've got an interesting finish to this one as we continue to roll on. And we're going to get Jeff Adams into the game here.
Going to get a little defense in right now.
Yeah, they're going to play the offense-defense game as both Easton Stoddard and Jeff Adams come into the game. Andrew Frohm will take a seat. So Verlandez Williams at the line for one more. Can make this a 7-point ball game. And he does. They're going to take away Horky as best they can. Full court trap there.
11.
Wide open there. And a big tie up. And haven't seen a call yet. They're not going to call the jump. I think they're going to call a reach-in. And they are. That's going to go on Gavin Cooper, his third. So two shots now at the line for freshman Aiden Kelly, 6'5". Lefty shot.
50%. 50% on the season.
These are the kind of kids you want on the line if you're Vandercook.
Exactly. The one guy you don't want is Horky. He's 80. Everybody else is 60s and 50s.
Kelly will miss them both. Rebounded.
Now they got to convert.
Mike Cooper. Here comes Higgs.
Higgs is just willing. He's got nice kick
pass
right there.
Frohm out for Verlandez Williams. Little jumper there. Missed.
50-50 ball. Nice rebound.
Big rebound. Rebound by the Jayhawks. Stolen.
Yep.
And they're going to get Torrey Higgs for another foul. Another reach in.
Get a little chirpy.
That'll be number 5 on Torrey. He's done for the night. That's an unfortunate loss. Now that is 4. They've corrected it now. Higgs will take a seat nonetheless. 56-49 our score. Aiden Kelly back at the line for 2. Lefty free throw shooter. And the first is off. Another final courtesy of Airtech Machining and Manufacturing. Our out-of-town scoreboard, Bath defeats Leslie 65-56. Second free throw off again. Verlandez Williams with the rebound, and they're pushing it up with less than a minute to go. Here's Nick Wilson.
Chance to cut this 5 or 4.
Somebody's got to take a shot.
Need that one right there.
Oh. Gavin Cooper, he missed it short. And that is Vandercook ball. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Running clock now at the Western game. 59-16. Minute left in the third.
Coach Malnix.
Got him ready to play, huh?
Got him ready to go in this tournament.
Verlandez Williams with the bucket, and it's 56-51. Coach Bradley wanted a timeout. And
who'd they get?
Yeah, we're going to get a whistle on Gavin Cooper. Bradley wanted the timeout desperately, couldn't get it.
Spittler's at the line. He's a 46% free throw shooter.
Oof. Somehow worse than Aiden Kelly in that one.
Great job right now of keeping Horky off the line. We'll see what happens here.
And the first is off.
That's the first.
It's very quietly become a 5-point game here. 56-51. 38.1 to go here in regulation.
I talked about the shot selection. You got the lead. You got to play like you got the lead.
Spittler hits the back end. And here comes Wilson. He's got help.
Game.
Frohm for 3. And he got it.
Shot.
Big 3. 57-54. 30.7 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, I'll tell you what. Andrew Frohm just found the best time to get his first points of the game. That triple was his first 3 points of this basketball game. and it's 57-54. We got a ball game.
We do. He has been 0 for everywhere. Finally knocks down a big corner triple, pulls it within three now. 30.7 to play. Timeout from the Vandercook bench. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Want to say thank you to Kelly Express Mart, Vision Collision, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Lomar Machine and Tool for being on the broadcast. Big thank you to Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, our title sponsor. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and it's been a good one.
It's really a good finish to this basketball game. Vandercook Lake has just been, you know, gritty. You know, Duke's fouled out. They're playing. They're making a run here. Their best players fouled out of this basketball game.
Yeah, Higgs is out. You're missing Darius Dukes. You're missing Torrey Higgs.
You know Higgs has played well here in the second half. Williams, you know, scoreless in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, he's got 10 second half points for Williams.
Wow.
No points in the first half. 10 second half points. So him and Higgs have carried the load here for Vandercook.
That they have. Hernandez Williams will guard the inbounder Spittler. And they got Horky. A call on a push. Horky's just going to dribble around, and they'll get the foul. Nick Wilson had to foul him.
It was a great job by Manchester to get the ball to him. I mean, you knew he was going to get it. Vandercook knew he was going to get it. They just couldn't keep him out of his hands.
Coach Bradley wanted a push off there by Horky, and he didn't get it.
Horky's been subtle.
He'll knock down the first, and it's 58-54 now, 24-7 to go here in the fourth quarter. Andrew Frome will come in for C.J. Adams. Little offense, defense, switching it up here. Horky knocks them both down. 59-54. Here comes Nick Wilson. He's going to hand it off to Frome on the wing. Frome's got to do something. 17 seconds. He'll take a long deuce. No good. Rebound at 8.
Huge rebound right there.
And we'll get a foul on Easton Stoddard.
I'll tell you, the freshman Kelly just got as the biggest rebound of this basketball game. And you know what he did? The smartest thing he did was after he got that rebound, he got the ball out of his hand because he's 0-for-4 from the free throw line here in the last minute.
Definitely had to get rid of that one quick.
Got it to Spittler, who did make his last free throw.
59-54. That one is down. That'll just about ice it here. 60-54 now. Manchester leads with 9.8 to go here in the first of two semifinal games tonight. Spittler gets the second. 8 seconds to go. And a nice drive and dish. Stoddard leaves it short. Rebounded Kelly. Saves it off of Hernandez Williams. 1/10 of a second to go here. 61-54 will be our final. It's all over but the inbound here for Riley Spittler. Just has to have it touch literally anyone here, and that'll do it. 61-54, our final score here on game number one of our doubleheader. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, break down this game, and we will give you a brief preview before our pregame of game number two. Two-minute break here on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow, we're back here, our final in game number one, 61-52. Manchester advances to the district final. They'll play the winner of game number two here on our doubleheader, the Lumen Christi Titans and the Grass Lake Warriors. But before we get to that game, want to recap this game here. And just an outstanding performance by Tyler Horky, but really it was the role players that kind of got it done.
It was. You know, Devin Kelly, Horky had 23, let him. You know, Kelly, who, you know, the status of him for the finals is going to be really in question whether he's going to play or not. He had a nice game. He didn't play the last 6 minutes of the game. Had 15 points, probably close to 10 rebounds or more. But I really thought Braden Gazzett, averages 7.7 points a game, scored 14. I really thought, a guy like that was a difference.
Yeah, and Braden Gazzett, he's our Subway Restaurants, Jackson Area Subway Restaurants player of the game. 14 points, handful of rebounds, played tremendously on the defensive end. Just an all-around complete game for Braden Kazett. Tyler Horky was Tyler Horky, but He needed a little help to get it done, and that's exactly what happened there. And so a big win there for the Dutch. They'll move on. Their 500 season parlays them into a district finals appearance against our next team in action. We'll step aside here for a little while. We'll come back with the pregame for Grass Lake and Lumen Christi in just a little bit here on 95.9 The Power Cow.